peace in the middle of the storm. There's peace in the middle of the storm. Winds of change may blow your way. There's peace in the middle of the storm. There's peace in the middle of the storm. There's peace in the middle of the storm. His mercy's new for us today. There's peace in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the storm.
If someone was to ask you, hey, how do you get to heaven? There's a variety of answers that you'll probably get. Live a moral life. Be baptized. Become a church member. Do more good stuff rather than bad. There's only one right answer. And it's vitally important that we pick the right answer. As Pastor Pancho will explain on today's program of On the Level, as we continue our series of studies in the Gospel of John, today we find ourselves in chapter 3. And we'll be learning and considering how we enter the kingdom of heaven. That's what we'll have considered on today's program, coming up next, on this edition of On the Level Radio.
There's peace in the middle of the storm. There's peace in the middle of the storm.
It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright.
And now with today's program of On the Level, here's Pastor Pancho.
The kingdom of God is a reality. In the kingdom of God, there's a realm. And the realm is empowered and governed by a king. And who is the king? The Lord Jesus Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He says, you can see the kingdom, but you must enter the kingdom of God. And then he says to him, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. There are two explanations for that. You take whatever you want. One says that it is a physical birth. When women give birth, sometimes the water sac breaks and water gushes out. And thus, that is the physical birth. And then you have the spiritual birth. Others say that it's in combination, it is a reference to baptism. Symbolically, we are buried with him in baptism and raised in newness of life. Take whatever you want. It doesn't matter. People split hairs over all that. When we get to heaven, we'll ask that question. I wouldn't ask him. I'm already in heaven. Who cares? I don't care. Go stand in line for the next 10,000 years. You know, I'm going to have a feast over here. And then when you come back 20 years from now, when I see you, let me know. I'm not going to worry about it. We know the born-again experience. You must be born again. And then, verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Someone said this, that as a Christian, we are born twice and we die once. Without Jesus, you're going to be dead two times, and you're going to be born one time. Let me explain. If you are born from your mother's womb one time, you're a sinner, you receive Jesus Christ, you become born again. And then we're all going to die physically, one death. But we will not encounter the second death, that is spiritual death, Revelation chapter 20. So, if you're a Christian, if you're a non-Christian, you're going to be born once from your mother's womb. You're going to die what I call the Rose Hills Forest Lawn death. And you'll experience the second death, spiritual death, separation from God. In total darkness, where there's gnashing of teeth, where the worm never dies. That's it. So I'm born again. I'm going to die once. And then I go to the presence of the Lord. What a wonderful hope to have. What a wonderful hope. You must be born again. He says in verse 7, do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. You see, Nicodemus was responding in the physical realm. Jesus was speaking spiritual things. You see, just like you and I, before we became Christians, we didn't understand the realm of spirituality. We couldn't understand the things people were saying. people will pull out the Bible. In my days, they had little booklets called the spiritual laws. Anybody remember that? And they give me a little booklet from Campus Crusade. And they will take you down what we call the Roman road. And they'll open the scripture. And I just said, dude, I just don't get it, man. You know, if God is a God of mercy, you know, why are people suffering around the world? See, that was my thing. Why is there so much poverty, man? You know, why people like Roosevelt can't read English? Why? I had all these whys. And in those days, you know, I was into Umas, La Raza. I was on walkouts. And then we would go, they would tell us, if news media come and talk to you, don't speak anything because you don't know what to say. Call her because she is the coordinator. And when media would come, why are you walking out? Well, I don't know, but you know, we're walking out, you know, because we got to walk out. Because we got to walk out and stuff, man. Why are you walking out? We gotta walk out because, you know, the cafeteria food is all messed up, man. And we were all into that. Ignorant. I mean, ignorance and culture. When Millie said, I'm a Christian now, I said, you went to parochial school since you were a little girl. You're from Lincoln Heights. And you went to Sacred Heart of Jesus. You and your little red sweater getting off the 50 bus in Soda Street. You did all that? And then you just left our faith? It's like Bob Dylan's song, you had no faith to begin with. How does it feel to be a rolling stone? You ain't got no faith. You never had faith to begin with. And thus, Nicodemus is asking a wonderful question. He's not dumb, except that he's being blown away. He says, man, what do you mean born again? And Jesus said, don't freak out, man. He said this, do not freak out, verse 7. See, if I say marvel, that's why, you know, you got to put a little thing in here. So this is my East LA version. Look it. Don't freak out, man. You must be regenerated. Degeneration is going backwards. Degenerate. That's what you ever heard that word? No, you're degenerate. You're going backwards. Regenerate, that means you're going forward. You are being regenerated. There's power inside of you. He says you must be born again. And when we are born again, Jesus is speaking about radically the mind, the heart, the will, the hope. Everything changes. The dreams that you thought were dreams, and you say, I'm going to have my dream one of these days. I am going to do it. I'm going to do it my way. And we're going to get our degree. We're going to get our business. This is what keeps me going. One of these days, I'm going to open up my own business. I'm going to own my own firm. I'm going to get rich. I am going to get out of this place. And that keeps you going. And I think that's wonderful if you don't have God in your life. At least you have some propulsion. At least you have something that makes you go. But is it the will of God? When the will of God comes in, sometimes you have to leave your boyfriend that you're shacking up with. Or your girlfriend, as fine as she is, you got to walk away. If it's really love, God will put you right back together. So you see, there's a lot of decisions we have to make. We have to break up relationships because they were not of God. We have to break up our friends. There are people in Christianity that still like to go with their friends, non-Christian friends, to go and just party. What is that? They still go and hang around. Now, I can't blame them because I did that. You see, I've been ingrained to go with my friends. They know me. I know them. They got stuff. I got stuff. And we'd ride and we'd ride. And we were like brothers. But we were like drug brothers. Hey, what up? What up? You got something for the head? Simon, hey, got it. Ooh. We would not even say, how's your mother? How's school doing? How's your girlfriend? How's your life? Hey, you got stuff? I got stuff. I got stuff too, man. Okay, lay down the line. There it is. Boom. That's it. And they put a little music, you know. Wow. We're having fun now. Oh, yeah. Yeah! And he says, hey, man, you want to go to the hat, man? Hey, we'll go to the hat. Pastrami, man. Drink it again. Go back to the house. And that's it. The whole day. every single day. It has to get tired, but you know, it doesn't, because we're blind. We don't know nothing else. We got a little boundaries. We got a little boundaries. Soda Street, Olympic, Lincoln Heights, Atlantic Square. That's all. That's all. That's it. We were lost. We were lost. So he says, don't freak out. Verse 8, the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. You see, it is surmised that Nicodemus was trying to figure it out. Born again. Born again. See, back in the 70s and 80s, when you would tell somebody you need to be born again, they knew about Christianity. But then in the 70s, we have a song, I'm Born Again. And now you say, you need to be born again. And now it has a new age kind of concept now. You got to just be born again. Ooh, I'm a butterfly. Yes, I was a worm before. I'm born again. And now it has lost the Christian perspective. You need to be born again. But you need to have your whole constitution radically. It is called a transmutation of character. I mean, total transmutation. How else can anyone forgive you of your past? There isn't no medicine. There isn't no study. There's no classroom. There is no place where you can go and get a license to get a degree for you to expunge the guilt that you have in your mind. And the Bible says when God forgives you, he forgives you not only of all your sins, but he what? He forgets them. The Bible says that the blood of Christ cleanses us not only from all sin, but it purges our conscience. Purges our conscience from dead works. The Bible says we were slaves of sin, but through Jesus Christ, we became slaves of righteousness. And the fruit of being a slave of righteousness is peace, eternal life, hope, and peace. The fruit of the dead or the spiritual, for the sinful slave is wrath, confusion, and eventually spiritual death. That's the fruit. So Nicodemus is bewildered. So Jesus takes a concept from nature. He says, listen, don't freak out. Can you see the wind? No. Can you feel it? Yes. Do you see it? No. But can you see the effects of wind? Yes. I can see litter lifting up. I can see leaves lifting up. I can feel my hair going back. Yes. Yes, I see the effects of wind. I feel it. If you've ever been to Hawaii, Pali Lookout, and one of those current days, it is heavy, man. You can actually pretend you're skiing. He can go all the way like this, like all the way down. And that wind is just taking you back. It feels like you're in a wind tunnel. You feel it, but you can't see it. I can't tell me, oh, look, it's coming from over there. Stay over here. Oh, now it's coming from over there. No, you just feel the pressure, and you feel the wind hitting your face, and you feel it, but you can't see it. And yet you can't deny it. Explain the wind. We cannot. We cannot explain the wind. And thus, Jesus said, well, don't freak out about being born again. Just as there is natural things in this world that we still can't explain, being born again is just like that. Verse 9, Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. Why? Well, you see, after he told him he must be born again, you see, the natural man and his inability to understand the spiritual things of God. This is why when you have an individual who's not a Christian and you get upset, some mothers tell me, you know, my son, you know, he's still on drugs. You know, I don't know what else to do. He doesn't understand me. And I say, well, understand what? I was trying to speak to him about God, and then I get angry, and then he makes me cuss at him, and he says, you see, you're not a Christian. He said, but he gets me so angry, Pancho. He gets me so angry. He gives me an attitude, and I flesh out, and I go, boom, I smack him down the face, and I start cussing him out. Is that bad? I said, well, it is. But that's exasperation and frustration. But you see, if you find someone dead, he's dead. And you say, you go up to the dead guy, he goes, why are you drinking? Tell me why you're drinking. Oh, you don't want to talk to me, huh? Don't you know that God loves you? He's dead. Won't you be stupid for you to talk to a dead person? He's dead. And yet, that's the way it is. They don't understand. Think about your own dilemma before you became a Christian. Did you hear the gospel and you say, I hear bells. There are bells on the hills, but I never heard them ringing till I met you. No, we repel. Don't talk to me about that, man. Don't. What do you mean? Get out of here, man. You know, I like my lifestyle, man. I like my religion. I like what I do. You know, you're into this Montebello Calvary Chapel. They're a cult, man. They're look at all those guys. They're outside with red vests. They don't let you in, man. They got red vests. And you got to know people, man. It's a cult. Everybody has Bibles, man. You know the guy? Check the guy out, man. No, listen. John chapter 3, verse 19. The Bible says that man love darkness. It doesn't that they like a dark room. Darkness stands for evil. They love it. They love going in the night. You ever met people who call them night owls? We call them nocturnal rats. They go out like I used to go out. I never went out at 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock. Never went out to 10 o'clock. That's for the... We get to the place around 11:30, tore up already because we couldn't afford to buy all the booze inside. So we walk all tore up to the Apesta house right here. We go, oh. And there was no room to dance. You don't need to know how to dance. Just put your thumbs up, put them to your chest. And sweating. All sweaty, after it's over, you didn't even know who you're dancing with because by the time you turn around, she was gone. So you just alone, everybody disperses, and you go over there and you get your drink, and that's it. And after we get out, you want to go to the hat, man? Let's go to the hat. That was it. That's sad. I don't mean to bring that up, man. Man love darkness. What is the second reason? Unable to listen to God's word. Jesus said to them in his dialogue, he says, you know why you don't listen to me? He says, because you do not hear my voice. That's it. Unable to listen to God's word. They can listen to everything else, but the moment you mention the Bible or Jesus Christ, they shut themselves out. There's no personal relationship with God. John chapter 10, verse 22. He said, you are not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. And they know me as I know them. So if they don't know Jesus as their personal Savior, they can't hear the voice of Christ. And then, fourth, here it is. They're spiritually dead. What does that mean, spiritually dead? Well, in Ephesians chapter 2, it says also they are children of wrath. Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 3. He said, and you, Christian, Jesus made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once, past tense, walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Who's that? Satan, the devil. The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of what? Wrath. You see, we were motivated by the lust of our desires, by the desires of the flesh and the desires of a mind. What kind of mind? A mind that had enmity against God, because the mind, the carnal mind, the Bible says in Romans that is hate or enmity between God. And the mind of a carnal man is not subject to the things of God. And so the children of wrath, they're spiritually dead, so they cannot hear you. And then also, slaves of sin. Romans chapter 6. They're slaves of sin. People who don't have Jesus Christ, they don't realize that they're slaves of sin. You remember that song by Bobby and James Purifier? I'm your puppet. Put a little string. I'll do some tricks for you. Wink your little eye. Snap your fingers. And I'll do the walking. Just do. And you become a puppet. And you do whatever sin tells you to do. And that's we become victimized by our own demise because we're slaves of sin. See, every slave has a master. The slave of sin has a master. The master is the flesh. It is Satan. It is our will, twisted will. It is our crazy mind. It is the flesh, it is the world. And when we do things as slaves of sin, the fruit of slavery, sin slavery, is not fruitful. It's not productive. It's destructive. And it brings emptiness and nothingness. The mind is not subjected to the things of God because there's enmity. So next time you speak to a person who's not a Christian, be considerate. They're dead, they're blind, they're paralyzed, their mind is messed up, and when they don't want to listen to you, don't get upset. Don't get upset. You have an obligation, not only a biblical responsibility, but I think you have an ethical responsibility to tell someone Jesus loves you. Now, if they don't want to receive the Lord, don't take it personal. Oh, I don't know how to witness. You know, he's upset. No, it's not that. You see, you probably just dropped the seed. And then someone else comes in and just waters that seed. And then someone else comes in and begins to cultivate that seed now that it's moisture. And then when they come to church or someplace they go, someone reaps. You see, people say, Ponch, I know I brought my father here and he listened to you and he came to know the Lord. I knew that if I bring him to you, you'll bring him to the Lord. And I said, it was you. You see, you did the evangelization. You were patient with your father. You were kind to your father. You shared with your father hours and hours on end. And then one day he was open. Let's go to church. And he heard the gospel from a different person. And it was time for him to receive the Lord. But it wasn't me. It was the cultivation that took place. So don't ever get upset. You see, the mind is not subject to the things of God. And they're also enemies of God. And they're alienated in the mind by wicked works. Colossians 1:21. And then they're spiritually blinded by Satan. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, the God of this age has blinded the minds of those who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. So spiritually, they've been blinded by the father of all lies, Satan. And then, and here's the last one. Spiritual things are foolishness to him. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural man, that's a person who doesn't have Jesus in their heart. They don't have the consciousness of God. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Why? For they are what? Foolishness to him, nor can he know them because the scriptures are spiritually discerned. That's why Jesus tells Nicodemus, you may be a priest, you may have money, you may have credentials, you may have social power, you may have political power, but you're lost. You're spiritually blind. You don't have the God consciousness. You're trying to enter the kingdom of God by moral achievement, by ceremony, by ritual, by being good. And Jesus said, no. If you want to see the kingdom of God and you want to enter the kingdom of God, you must be born again. And you see, there are times when we really want God and we're confronted with the gospel. And you hear that he loves you, that he's willing to forgive you of all your sin. And all you have to do is repent and be born again. And how can one be born again? By simply saying, Father, I'm a sinner. Forgive me. I accept you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and allow me to be your son or your daughter in Jesus' name. You see, the Bible says in Romans chapter 10 that if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus was raised from the dead, we shall be saved. And you see, that happens only when your heart is open. I cannot force you into the kingdom of God. You cannot force yourself into the kingdom of God. You cannot say, well, you know, if I buy this for God, if I give to the poor, if I offer my services, if I tithe more. God is not looking for that. God is asking you, are you born again?
Being a citizen of the kingdom of God is the most important decision anyone will ever make in their life. However, along with the citizenry comes responsibility. God expects us to embody Christ's name, embrace his mission, and obey his word. Jesus teaches us exactly what it takes to enter the kingdom of heaven. As Pastor Poncho has been teaching us in John chapter 3 on this edition of On the Level Radio. Well, for the latest news and information, to know anything and everything about our ministry here at the Ark Montebello, as well as being able to review this study again, simply go to our official website. That's where you will find everything you need to know about us, all the social media links, as well as being able to hear the study again. Simply go to our website at thearkmontebello.com. That's thearkmontebello.com. And then please make it a point to join us for our next program of On the Level with Pastor Pancho Juarez.
There's peace in the middle of the storm. Peace in the middle of the storm.
It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright.
On the Level Radio is brought to you by the Ark Montebello in California.